The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International.
Through life today, through the life of James and Betty, the life, the ministry, the integrity, the influence, the anointing, the wherewithal, the fortitude, the acumen, the commitment to biblical orthodoxy and the centrality of Christ, there is a generation that refuses to lean one way or another. We stand.
Samuel Rodriguez reflects on the kingdom impact of James and Betty and challenges us to continue their legacy of faith. Next.
Welcome to Life Today. You know, we don't have anybody on here but favorite people, and you're our favorite people. Mm-hmm. And I really do regret that we don't know you. You say, you might not be so happy. Yes, I would, because I would want the best for you, and I would love you, and I would be asking God to show me how I can help best, and the blessings of God come into your life and flow through it. But I'm going to tell you something. This is one of our favorite people on planet Earth, Sammy Rodriguez. And Sammy really did somehow... Really, I don't know, maybe before our 50th anniversary conference, which you're going to hear him refer to because it was a life-changing moment for him 10 years ago. But he is a person who shakes the world. He not only oversees 50,000 Hispanic churches, but more than 500,000 around the world. He said Hispanics are going to put his panic back on earth. The fear of God. And I'm telling you, he is a force. So I want you to hear him as he is saying thank you for 60 years now, James, you and Betty, in ministry, and saying some expressions of gratitude. But I want you to listen to him as he does some of that and remembers what God did in his life 10 years ago when he was with us at a 50-year conference. But I want you to listen to a message to God's family, his body, in behalf of the planet he loves and the people he gave his son to die for. Listen to God speak through Sammy Rodriguez to you.
There is a fine line between the prophetic and the pathetic. There is. Growing up, I would turn on television and watch James and Betty minister the Word of God with biblical authenticity, fully committed to the authoritative nature of God's Word, never watering down the gospel, infused with the Holy Spirit, unleashing biblical truth with love. And I'm 12, 13, 14 years old in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, and it changed my life. Little did I even know or think or contemplate, matter of fact, never would the idea ever have crossed my mind that one day on stage in Dallas, Texas, years later, one of my heroes in the faith became a spiritual father to Samuel Rodriguez. On that day at Gateway Church some years ago, James, actually 10 years ago, if I'm not mistaken, James placed his mantle upon Samuel Rodriguez. We both hit the carpet at Gateway Church, and the rest, as they say, is history. My love for James and Betty is publicly known, but even privately within my circle of friends and my confidants in ministry and in life. One of the chapters of Samuel Rodriguez's journey, his journey and his narrative, is encountering and becoming great friends too, and coming under the spiritual covering of James and Betty. I absolutely love you. I honor you. I respect you. With that being said, I need you to hear me. The legacy of faith, the mantle of a viable, biblical, substantiated, spirit-infused narrative, a commitment to Psalm 89:14, righteousness and justice, truth and love. That's the rubric that undergirds not just life today, but the incredible ministerial trajectory that we have seen through the life of James and Betty. There is a biblical story in Acts chapter 27, 28 that you're privy to. And it really goes back to Acts 23, 11. God gives the apostle Paul a word. Paul, you will go to Rome and preach my gospel. Bring the good news, one version reads explicitly, to Rome, the most important city on the planet in the time of the Apostle Paul. The quintessential facilitated platform for something going viral, Rome. And Paul's mission and mandate was to take this incredible message of eternal, new, and abundant life through the vicarious atoning finished work of Jesus to the entire world. Not just the Jews, but the entire world. Paul was on his way to Rome in Acts chapter 27. Not on a Norwegian cruise line, Royal Caribbean, Carnival, or Celebrity X. He was on his way to Rome on a prison ship. How about that? He's on his way to Rome, and something very peculiar takes place. There is a storm, a nor'easter, Acts 27, that prompts them, verses 15 and 17, the Bible says, to be driven by the storm. Inevitably, there is a shipwreck. The winds batter the ship. There is a shipwreck. And they end up, Acts chapter 28, verse 1, on the shoreline of the island of Malta. Now watch this. He was on his way to Rome to preach the gospel. I need you to hear me. I believe, metaphorically speaking, arguably, prophetically, in the biblical sense of the word, we are on our way to Rome. James and Betty, through their ministry, through their obedience to our Lord and Savior Jesus, have literally ignited Samuel Rodriguez and an entire generation to get to Rome. What does Rome mean? I believe we're about to see the world hear the gospel of Jesus like never before. We understand what Matthew 24 tells us. The entire world, all the nations will hear the gospel, will hear the good news, and then the end will come. Currently, according to certain stats and surveys, approximately 3 to 3.8 billion, according to one survey, people around the world have yet to hear a viable, measurable presentation of the gospel of Jesus. 3.8. What if I tell you the entire world's about to hear that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life? Here it is. Something's happening. Let me point out what took place in 2023 this far. You can't deny the facts. This year kicked off with an NFL football player dying live on national television, Damar Hamlin. He dies. Both teams coalesce around him. They begin to pray, and he comes back to life. Matter of fact, Damar Hamlin, when they asked him what took place, he said, God brought me back to life. Two teams prayed. People around America started to pray. And a young man who was dead came back to life on national television, NFL Monday Night Football. The very next day on ESPN, a reporter right there in the telecast reviews what took place the prior evening. And he begins to really focus on the fact, can you believe people prayed he came back to life? People prayed Damar Hamlin came back to life. And then he said this, please do your Google due diligence. What did he do? He said this, I think we should pray. He begins to pray live on national television on ESPN. In his prayer, acknowledging that God has the power to heal. Right after that, immediately thereafter, in a city called Asbury, Kentucky, the same identical demographic deemed as the most non-Christian demographic in American history experiences a visitation of God's Holy Spirit, where young people, Generation Z, 18 to 21-year-olds, cannot stop praying, repenting of sin, reading God's word, and worshiping. God is up to something. Immediately after that, my dear friend Greg Laurie releases a movie about the Jesus Revolution, about the great move of God from the late 1960s to the mid-1970s that resulted in an unprecedented coming to Christ as Lord and Savior, conversion, enumerated reality like we have not seen. Jesus Revolution. Matter of fact, recently over 4,000 new converts were baptized at Pirates Cove just a few days ago in Southern California. But the movie was expected to make $7 million in box office receipts, over $50 million thus far. Immediately after that in Amsterdam, over 6,000 pastors and leaders gathered to sign a covenant that by 2033, every single person on earth will hear the gospel of Jesus. We're not saying everyone will be saved. We are saying everyone will hear a viable, measurable presentation of the good news of Jesus Christ. I want you to hear me. We are about to see more people come to Jesus as Lord and Savior than ever before in human history. I hope you heard that loud and clear. We are about to see more people come to Jesus. Every letter in the alphabet will hear the gospel of Jesus. I'm going to repeat that, and I'm going to repeat that for the hearing impaired. Every single person in the alphabet, every letter of the alphabet, you may want to edit this, will hear the gospel of Jesus, will hear that Jesus saves, that he delivers, that he heals, that he's coming back again. They will hear the fact that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, John 14:6. Everyone, every letter of the alphabet, from AARP to LGBTQ+, A to Z, at all points in between, everyone, every generation, every demographic, every ethnicity, every social economic class, whatever it may be, Red Sox, Yankees fans, Starbucks drinkers, Dunkin' Donuts drinkers, whatever it may be, they're going to hear the gospel of Jesus. They will hear the gospel of Jesus. We're on our way to Rome. We are on our way to Rome. One of the powerful truths embedded in that biblical narrative I just referenced is when the Apostle Paul looks at them and they're in the middle of a storm. The ship is beginning to fall apart. And the Apostle Paul, driven by the Lord, undergirded by an angelic visitation, tells the occupants of the ship, here's God's word. This ship will not make it, but we will. He decided that he will stand on God's promise for his mandate to get to Rome. He was not driven by the winds of the storm, even though the ship was. He was driven by standing on the very promise that the gospel will reach Rome through his testimony in life. Something recently happened to yours truly. Right about the month of December, we received a call in Northern California. A very prominent ministry in the state of California did not survive COVID. A ministry with three auditoriums, one of them over 3,000 seating capacity, did not survive COVID. Economically speaking, they lost over 1,000 of their members and adherents. And they reached out to us and said, Pastor Samuel Rodriguez, would you have any interest in merging with our church ministry or taking over the ministry in order to salvage the ministry? So we had preliminary meetings, and then finally we approached the first formal meeting where I came in with four members, collective total number of five members of our board, and they had members of their board. It was the first formal meeting. I was expecting the initial question to be, Pastor Sam, talk to us about integration of systems and services. Will you have multilingual services? Tell us about your children's ministry, your discipleship, your small groups, and so forth. No. Here is the question that was asked. Listen carefully. Here's the question that was asked. We're talking about being driven by the wind or standing on the word. Here's what I was asked. Pastor Samuel Rodriguez, our church leans left. Where do you lean in your church? I'm going to repeat the question. Here's the first question. Our church leans left. Where do you lean? Now, mind you, as some of you already know, I'm a part-time comedian. The level of just comedic fodder that impacted my mind, that landed here. There's enough comedy sketches here for the next 2-3 years. But no words came out of my mouth, which is both a sign and a wonder. Nothing came out of my mouth. For about 1 minute approximately, nothing would come out. My board members are next to me just waiting. What is he gonna say? All of a sudden, the Holy Spirit hit me and said, Samuel, respond, say it. I didn't want to say what the Lord was telling me to say, because if I would state what the Lord was telling me to say, I was convinced I was going to lose this opportunity. But the Lord said, Samuel, say it. Say it, Sammy, say it. So Samuel lifted up his head, looked across the table and said, sir, with great due deference, at New Season, we don't lean. We stand. We don't lean, we stand. We stand on God's word. We stand on God's truth. We stand on God's promises. Everything the Bible calls holy, we call holy. Everything the Bible calls sin, we call sin. Listen to me today, right now. Life today has been one of the most prominent ministries of our lifetime. Through life today, through the life of James and Betty, the life, the ministry, the integrity, the influence, the anointing, the wherewithal, the fortitude, the acumen, the commitment to biblical orthodoxy and the centrality of Christ, there is a generation that refuses to lean one way or another. We stand. We stand. And please forgive me for being transparent here and for being so passionate about this, but I'm tired of seeing churches and pastors and ministries that lean. We need a church that stands. We need Christians that stand. We need mama bears and dads that stand for God, stand for God's word, and stand for our children and our children's children. It's time for us to stand. What does the Bible say in 1 Corinthians 16:13? Be alert, stand firm. Ephesians 6, put on the armor of God so we can stand. And when you're done doing everything else, what do? We stand. This is a clarion call. As we celebrate life today, as we celebrate, more importantly, the trajectory, the ministry, the mantle and the legacy of James and Betty, spiritual parents of Samuel Rodriguez. I'm the Hispanic adopted son. Samuel Rodriguez. Here's what James and Betty gave Samuel Rodriguez. A mantle not to lean, but to stand. So today I'm going to encourage you, continue to support, not just continue, arguably, we need to support more than ever before this incredible, transformative, multi-generational, multi-ethnic impacting ministry that is Life Today and the ministerial mantle of James and Betty. We're going to change the world. We're going to get to Rome. And we're going to see more people come to Jesus as Lord and Savior than ever before. I love you. I bless you. We don't lean. We stand. James and Betty, thank you for being the best spiritual parents on the planet. Mucho cariño, mucho respeto, mucho aprecio. May the strength of the Father, the grace of the Son, the anointing of God's precious Holy Spirit make this season the most productive and fruitful season of your lives. Let's do one thing together. Together, in Jesus' name, let's go change the world.
Wow.
Sammy, I love you so much. I'm so glad you're a son. I want to say to all of you, if you appreciated what you were hearing coming from Sammy to yes, to say thanks to God and thanks to James and Betty and all of their ministry for blessing him and others. It was really a thank you to you. And let me look you straight in the eye and just kind of listen to me. He was thanking you. Oh, please hear that. He was thanking all of you who've ever helped us put God's arms around others. Give water to the thirsty, food to the hungry. Set sexual captives free. Give shoes, give smiles, give a chance, give hope, give life, give eternal life by sharing Jesus. Thanks to you, and I say that to you. Right now we're trying to feed the starving and the hungry, and we can't do it without you. We simply join the missionaries weeping over those who are dying. But because of you, we give them a chance at life. Betty, I'm believing God is going to give us the greatest outpouring of love right here at this time. You know, the mission outreach started with feeding. Started with a boy I call Little Buddy. Just a little guy that had a little cup. He just won my heart. And right now, we're asking you to help us literally continue to save thousands, even millions of lives. And I'm asking you to make the greatest gift today to help us feed that you've ever made. And even as you watch what you see related to the need that only love can meet, would you please, as Betty and I are praying, would you become the answer to prayer? Would you become the miracle needed? Because you really, really can be. So watch and pray and respond to God and do His will.
We're here in Angola and we've heard stories from many mothers, stories of tragedy, of children dying of malnutrition, and yet today is a happy day because every single child that you see in these lines are children who are lives that have been saved, saved because of Mission Feeding, because Mission Feeding saves lives. They've received that bowl of food, they've received the nutrients they need, and so we're celebrating that today. But I'm also very aware of how quickly it goes from this situation to what we've heard in villages here, to mothers telling us of how children have died, of how mothers have had to bury a child because it has died from malnutrition.
When my baby just started walking, she got malnourished and got sick, vomiting, and then my baby eventually died.
And that is why we have to keep Mission Feeding going in these areas. We have to keep these lines not empty at the end, but filled. Filled with a bowl of food, filled with the nutrients that the children so desperately need. And we cannot do it without you. Thank you for saving the lives that you've saved, for making it possible for us to be here today with Mission Feeding. But I need to ask you to keep the lifeline alive.
I pray to God we'll be able to help you in a way that means that that doesn't have to happen again.
The again is lose another child. You can save a child's life. I'm praying that every person watching, Betty, will do what God leads them to do. Would you just say a prayer asking God to touch everyone's heart to give all they can to give life? Would you lead that prayer?
Father, I do pray and agree with James and everyone that has ears to hear, God, that you will prepare our hearts for giving. God, to giving out without expecting, but knowing that we will receive back. God, bless these people that watch. Give them let them know exactly what you want them to share with this ministry to help save the lives of these children, Father, in Jesus' name.
And please remember, a gift of $30, $50, or $100 feeds 35 or 10 children for the next months. If you could give $1,000, you feed 100. We have beautiful gifts to give you, but you're giving the greatest gift. And this will be the last season in time that we will offer the beautiful bronze. This was our daughter's favorite, and our daughter is in heaven. The St. Louis Cardinals were her favorite, and the Cardinal was her favorite bird. She decorated the house with it. I was shocked when our staff came and said, we want to give this to people because God sends the Cardinal oftentimes to comfort the brokenhearted. Well, boy, it meant a lot to us. Do you realize that if you would make a $1,000 gift at the last times now that we're offering this beautiful Cardinal bronze, you will give 100 children life, a chance at life. Could you do that? But don't think $30 is small because it saves three precious children. 55, 110. There's a level at which every one of God's children and His family can do something to give life. He gave His life that we might have life. He says His life is in us and we can make a kingdom impact on His planet. Would you do that right now by making the gift God puts on your heart? Go online, use your bank card like a check, write a check, make it to life, or call that phone number and make the gift today. Thank you so much for giving life. Thank you.
Across the continent of Africa, children are suffering, facing severe malnutrition and even death. With food reserves gone and many areas experiencing severe famine, we urgently need to replenish supplies to keep feeding the 350,000 children who are counting on us. Through Life's Mission Feeding Outreach, your gift of love can be an answer to prayer for a hurting and hungry child in their time of need. Call now with your life-saving gift of $30, $50, or $100 to help feed and care for 3, 5, or 10 children for 3 full months. With your gift of any amount, we'll send you the brand new Life Planner. Bound in soft touch leather, this planner will help you with your daily walk, with space for you to record your appointments, goals, inspirational notes, and prayers. With your gift of $100 or more, please request the God's Promise Serving Bowl. This beautiful and versatile ceramic bowl is decorated with 2 Corinthians 9:8 and will make a lovely addition to your table or home. Finally, with your gift of $1,000 or more to help feed and care for 100 children, be sure to request our inspiring bronze sculpture, Consider the Birds, inspired by Jesus' words in Matthew 6:26. Please call, write, or make your gift online today.
Well, even as we were waiting for you to call, I was thanking God for your call. And I was praying for you if you have a need. God, meet that need. He can. We care. That's why we're here. That's why we'll be here every day. Thank you so much for watching Life Today. I want to remind you, year-end gifts, you get tax credit. That saves you money so you have more to give. And the greatest gift was the gift of Jesus. How about we make the great gift of life because of the gift he made? Betty and I say thank you. And you have a great next year, great new year, and many more. Thanks for helping others have more, more life. Thank you.
For over 60 years, Life Outreach International has shared the transforming truth of God's love in both word and deed. We are forever grateful to everyone who has joined us in our mission of providing water to the thirsty, food to the hungry, shelter to the orphan, and meeting the various needs of those who are struggling. Our ministry to the lost and hurting is only made possible because of the prayers and generous gifts of our friends and partners who provide consistent, faithful support. Become a Friend for Life partner with your recurring financial gifts, and we'll send you our monthly newsletter, along with encouraging spiritual resources to uplift and inspire you in your daily Christian walk. Best of all, you'll be blessed to know that your ongoing gift is helping make possible the outreaches of life. Call now or go online to become a Friend for Life. Your monthly support will help us continue to bring God's love, hope, and healing to a world in need. One life at a time. Please. Call now.
See, when we get to the place of having nothing else to lose, that's when God shows up.
TikTok star Christina Baker, tomorrow on Life Today. Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.